Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lights, camera, action. From Hollywood East, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard. Kevin Battle off today for his birthday. So we've asked Anchorman Paul Rasmussen to sit in his stead. Paul, we appreciate you diverting for a moment.
I would like to say, though, that this stead is a little uncomfortable. It's a bit tight.
And John Mowat on movies is here. John, we have two films you want to talk about first. And this one is what?
It's an animated feature. Ron's Gone Wrong.
I'm your best friend out of my box.
Making friends is what he's for.
Friend request? Friend request.
If he can't do that, he's like literally pointless.
Addis Ababa.
You're supposed to stay within 6 feet of me.
Six?
Ron's Gone Wrong. What's wrong?
Yeah. Well, this is, like I said, this is an animated feature. Beautiful film. Kids are going to love it. Families can enjoy it. It's a good family film. And it's about this young boy named Barney, and it takes place in the future. And it's kind of weird because every kid has this robot. In the they can't really function without the robot. It's almost like, you know, they're kind of telling us something. Well, Barney, his family's not that well off. He doesn't have a robot. And he's kind of a outcast. He doesn't get to participate in a lot of things. He doesn't have a lot of friends. Well, they find him one, and it's voiced by Zach Galifianakis, and he's incredible. But his robot's named Ron. Well, Ron, there's something wrong with Ron. There was a reason why they got him the way they did, and Ron goes wrong and creates all this havoc and kind of finds them marching at a different beat. But ironically, it helps Barney to assimilate with these kids aside from the robot. So Ron creates this situation that kind of breaks this community out of the muck that they're in, where everybody kind of concentrates on their computer.
So this is like Hazel in the Jetsons when she went bad.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Remember Hazel?
Oh, yeah. She went off.
She went haywire.
Once. Yeah.
All right, what age group are we talking? Are we talking about little kids? Or?
Yeah, that's elementary, maybe early middle school kids. But the it's one of those good films, Paul, where the adults can enjoy it too.
Cool.
All right, that is Ron's Gone Wrong. Now, is this the same as it was then? It's called Dune.
This is an extermination. They're picking my family off one by one. Only together can we stand a chance.
Let's fight like demons.
Duncan. Can I trust you with something?
Always.
I've been having dreams. I thought I saw my death.
Dreams make good stories, but everything important happens when we're awake.
All right. Didn't they make a movie called Dune?
Yeah, they sure did. Back in 1984, man.
I remember that. You know, that's a fascinating film to me.
Yeah.
It was really well shot, wonderfully active, but it was very confusing plot.
Yeah. See, what they did, Paul, was they took the novel from Frank Herbert. And it's an epic novel.
It is.
But they try to condense it into like a 2-hour film. It just didn't work. Like you said, it was beautifully shot. The acting was great, but it was confusing. Nobody understood what was going on.
They were all over the place in the storyline. It was hard to follow.
So in this one, it stars Timothée Chalamet and Rebecca Ferguson. How about this ensemble cast, though? You've got Oscar Isaac, Jason Momoa, Stellan Skarsgård, Josh Brolin, Javier Bardem. It's got an incredible cast.
If they got him, you know it's going to be interesting because he doesn't play anything but very interesting bad people.
I think what Paul's trying to say is he's a weirdo.
He does in a very top weird guy.
Creative sense, though. I mean, he is.
Oh, he's terrific.
And he's really good in this. And, Paul, you're going to like this movie because you saw the first one, and it's one of those movies where it kind of really helps to see how this one compares to that first one. But be prepared because, Larry, you do these MC gigs, right?
Right.
And you get these incredible meals, but sometimes they're just little small pieces of stuff. Do you ever feel like, and on the way home, maybe you swing into a McDonald's after this tremendous meal that you've had? I know.
He's actually read my mind. He knows this because I've called him.
What happens is the Big Mac is calling him.
Yeah, well, it does call. But this movie reminds me of that. It gives you so much.
Oh, okay.
But only a little taste of it. And it kind of leaves you wanting more, which is a good thing because they plan on this being the next Star Wars, the next epic.
There's a lot of story to work
franchise.
With there.
Yeah. So you get a great movie. The optics are incredible. You got to see this in the movie theater, although it is available on HBO Max. So it's going to be interesting to see how it does at the theaters.
Dune.
Rated PG-13.
You know, but because we're talking about this kind of a movie, it really is better on a big screen.
Did I mention Rebecca Ferguson's in this?
A couple of times.
Okay.
All right. Those are the movies available today. And now it's time for, we're going to have kind of.
It's a special edition.
This is, check with me at the line. We're doing an audible. Mm-hmm. Since Kevin isn't here, we're going to have Paul answer one question. Do or die. This is for all the marbles, Paul.
No other questions? You're not going to get a question?
No, we're not going to have time. So we only have time for one.
Oh boy.
All right, here we go. John wanted to play one of the top 10 lines from a horror film of all time.
Okay.
And see if you could identify the movie. So listen carefully.
I see dead people.
Did you hear it? Do you want me to play it
again? I see dead people.
I don't know. This is one I haven't seen. Although I recognize the line,
Bruce Willis.
Is this the Sixth Sense?
Yes.
I've never watched it, and I know that supposed to, because it's good. But it's one of those ones I never got around to watching, and then every time I have time, hey, well, I got lucky on that one.
That's an M. Night film.
The Bruce Willis was really helped.
What are some of the other lines, John? You were looking up. There's just some classic lines. From Night of the Living Dead. They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's a good one.
Horror films. I mean, they stick in people, and you hear these lines, and it resonates with people. And
what's your favorite horror film, Paul?
It's The Exorcist.
Oh, of course, it is.
Yeah.
You know, we have an exorcist here. Not in the station.
I heard this yesterday.
In Pittsburgh. Jimmy Crenn said he met him.
Talking about that.
He said he met this older priest.
On the podcast.
Yes.
Right?
Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Crenn.
What's the name of that?
Sheila Hyams. How ironic. Yeah. And Jim tells the story about meeting an exorcist, a real priest in Pittsburgh who was older. And he said, I used to be an exorcist. And he said, you're not anymore. He said, no, I retired. It's a young man's game.
Oh, man. No, that's the scary stuff.
Yeah.
When stuff's floating around a room. Like, what can you do to fight it?
Between us, I haven't had a pea soup since that movie came out.
Oh. You know, but the really grabbing scene for me in that movie, the big takeaway scene of all the different scenes, is at the end of the movie when it's all over with and the little girl sees the priest and she walks up and gives him a kiss.
Yeah.
You're going to make us cry.
Yeah. Strong.
John Mowat on movies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.